Far by ideas from John Key over the weekend that reminded us yet again how woeful this government has been with change and delivery. The smug hermit kingdom could be shaken up by telling us when the border will reopen, paying providers to jab, especially Maori, allowing vaccinated people onto licensed premises and stop ruling by fear. So John Key's with us. Morning.
Morning, Mike.
Did it do what you wanted it to do, rack a few people up?
Well, the real aim is to change the thinking, to be frank, and actually get a few outcomes for New Zealanders, because I can tell you what, living in Auckland, the number of people that come up to me who've got their businesses, their capital, you know, their workers' livelihoods on the line, that are quietly going broke here, not to mention that, you know, it's not a strategy to borrow $1 billion a week and say one day, you know, we'll wake up and work out, well, gosh, we borrowed $100 billion, how the hell are we going to pay it back? Nor is it just to, frankly, listen to the health advice, which, yeah, okay, you need to listen to that, you need to manage that, you need to measure that, you need to think about it. But, you know, fear and hope are not a strategy. And if fear was a strategy that worked, go and have a look at cigarettes in the local dairy. They have those terrible pictures of people's organs being eaten away by cancer. That's not what stops people smoking. That's what the health officials want to do. I'll tell you what works. Put the price up. That works. Stop people smoking in a bar restaurant. That works. Give people an incentive to get, you know, free anti-smoking, you know, tablets and patches. That works. And it's the same thing here. I mean, you know, I mean, how hopeless is this? We're meant to be a team of 5 million, right? Well, the team has been on the pitch on Saturday against South Africa. They knew what the game plan was, even if they didn't work out that the opposition's game plan was to kick it the whole time. They knew what the game plan was. Well, on Friday, David Parker said, get to 90% and we're all good to go. Mm. On Sunday, Chris Hipkins said, oh, I don't know. No, well, it could be 10% they're unvaccinated. Well, yeah, called Destiny Church. A bunch of people have so much time watching TikTok. Actually, some genuine people who can't take the vaccine, who actually deserve for us to get vaccinated to protect them. A whole bunch of people will never get round to it. And Jacinda, who's there theoretically leading the country and making all the decisions, she won't actually make a decision. No. So, you know, the thing is really in a state of disarray. And all I'd kind of say is, look, we cannot carry on doing what we're doing. We have to reopen. Australia's made it very clear at 80% they're opening up. We're a country of traders. We have been for 70 or 80 years. Not to mention, we've got 1 million people in our diaspora overseas, none of whom can get through an MIT system, which is a failure. And we actually need to come up with some pretty simple tension in the system to get people to get vaccinated.
How do you explain, having been at the very top, how do you explain how they're functioning or not functioning at the moment? They must know what you're saying is right and what most of us are saying is right, and they're not doing it. Why don't they do it? What's holding them back?
Well, I think they know, like most of us know, New Zealanders are decent, compliant, good people. I mean, just look at the way we've treated, you know, lockdowns and things, even in the failure of the government to roll out a vaccine, which they could have done a long time ago, as you correctly point out every day on your show. We're decent, compliant people. But the reality is you're not going to get that extra 20% without doing something a lot more radical. And they don't want to make the decision and say, well, actually, you can't go to Rhythm and Vines, you can't go to a nightclub, you can't go to a bar, you can't do all these things, you can't get on the New Zealand flight unless you are prepared to be vaccinated. And that's not a radical thing, by the way. Our daughter was in Paris a couple of weeks ago. And I tell you what, if you don't have your vaccine passport, you don't go into anything and you don't go anywhere. Yep. And it's pretty simple. I mean, you know, these guys say, oh, it's my human right to decide, you know, if I think a metal spoon's going to get stuck to my arm, not to take the vaccine. Well, it's my human right, actually, to be protected from that. And if you don't want to vaccinate, if you just absolutely do not want to vaccinate because, I don't know, you spend a lot of time watching TikTok, well, really, does that mean that every small business in this country that's borrowed all of their money for their business to employ people against their home is quietly allowed to go broke? Or the country's quietly allowed to run out of money so that one day when we want the good things that technology's delivering us, like new cancer drugs, we can't afford them?
Appreciate your time as always. So John Key on the program.